Good morning, this is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of March 6th, as prepared by Steve Suman. Oh, most of us would like to shove winter out the door at this point, but it keeps grabbing onto the door jamb. I'm ready to slam the door on its fingers. Remember that this Sunday, March 12th, we start daylight saving time at 2 a.m. So when you go to bed Saturday night, turn your clocks ahead 1 hour. The DNR is conducting a public survey on a developing management plan for the Lake Namakagan fishery. This is an opportunity for you to provide input on future fish management activities at Lake Namakagan. Please share your thoughts on the plan by completing the survey. It is at, you're going to want to get a pencil for this, www.surveymonkey.com/r/Namakagan Survey 2023. I think you can search for it on the DNR's website, too, if you didn't get that. Hayward Bass Club is holding its spring planning and membership meeting this Wednesday, March 8th, at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club on County Road B, 3 miles east of Hayward. The meeting starts Wednesday at 7 p.m. This meeting is to select lakes to fish this summer and begin organizing teams and divisions. The club welcomes new members and invites interested anglers to attend this meeting. If you'd like more information, contact Wayne at haywardbassclub@gmail.com, or you can call him at 405-227-1789. Let's look at the snowmobile report. Sawyer County trails are open, groomed, and still in excellent condition with a base of 8 to 12 inches. All lakes have staked trails yet, with the exception of Lake Hayward. That hasn't been staked all winter. Technically, Sawyer County trails never close, so there is no projected end date. Weather allowing, groomers will continue to run as much as is possible and safe to run on lakes and wetlands. Many county businesses are open year-round. However, some do have seasonal hours and some close this month. So as you plan your rides, consider the places you might want to stop, give them a call, and check their hours. Washburn County trails are open, groomed, with a base of 4 to 8 inches and are now in good condition after the area received this recent snowfall. Clubs and county staff report that the trail crews have groomed and tracked all trails. Rusk County trails are open, groomed, and in good late season and spring condition. Their base is 8 to 12 inches. Groomers are out daily. Daytime temperatures are in the 30s lately, and some spring hazards are starting to appear. Icy corners, gravel, blacktop, rough logging spots, dirt, sticks, etc. But overall, Rusk County trails are holding up well. Southeast Douglas County recently received an additional 6 to 12 inches of snow, and trails are open, groomed, and in good condition, with a base of 20 to 30 inches yet. Okay, on to the fishing report. Monday's 5 to 8 inches of snowfall could affect ice travel, though mid-30s temperatures and sporadic sunshine might have melted some of it. Wear waterproof boots when you go out there. Check with your favorite bait shop folks for the most current ice conditions, as well as fish locations and favored baits and presentations. All anglers should note that Wisconsin's general inland fishing season closed Sunday, March 5th. In addition, current licenses expire March 31st, but licenses for the 2023-2024 season are now available. So we're just looking at panfish with this report now. Crappie action is good to very good. They're suspended in 12 to 30 feet. Some are moving toward areas adjacent to shallow spring spawning spots. Make sure to check the whole water column bottom to top. The most productive presentations include crappie minnows, fatheads, waxies, spikes, and plastics, especially purple, on tungsten jigs and spoons, and small jigging baits, such as jigging wraps and ripping wraps. Bluegill fishing is good in, on, and around shallow weeds, structure, creek inlets, and shallower areas of lake basins. Baits of choice include waxy, spikes, and plastics on small jigs, teardrops, spoons, and plain hooks. The perch fishing is improving as they start to move to weeds and structure in 8 to 20 feet and feed on mud flats. Fatheads, crappie minnows, waxies, and plastics fished on small jigs, spoons, tip-ups, and dead sticks are all working well. Here's a few dates we should keep in mind. Cottontail rabbit season is closed. It closed on February 28th. Also closed is the general inland fishing season and mink and muskrat trapping seasons. The DNR is holding a Zoom meeting on migratory game bird hunting seasons on March 8th. If you want more information, give them a call at 312-626-6799. And you might want to write down this ID number if you want to take part. 822-3871-8595. On March 10th, Deerfoot Lodge and Resort is holding the Women Fish Crappie Weekend. Goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can find out more by calling Deerfoot at 715-462-3328. This Saturday, March 11th, is the Fat Bike Berkey. You can call the Berkey office to learn more, 715-634-5025. March 12th. Daylight saving time once again. March 15th, remove your ice shanties from Wisconsin-Michigan boundary waters. March 18th, so that's a week from Saturday, is the Shamrock Shuffle. It starts on Hayward's Main Street. They have a kids 1K run at 11:45, and then the 5K for everybody else starts at noon. There's a free raffle after the race, too. March 19th, get your ice shanties off of inland waters north of Highway 64, off of Lake Michigan, Green Bay, and Lake Superior. March 20th, crow season closes. There's a full moon. Well, we just had one yesterday, but there's another full moon on April 5th. Early catch and release trout season is open now and goes through May 5th. If you want to know anything else about what's going on, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and click on events. You can see a pretty good online calendar of events. If you have a question, call us down at the office. The Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. And the Chamber of Commerce line is 715-634-8662. Hey, you know, there's still time for me to get out and do a little bit of snowshoeing here today. How about you? Get out and enjoy the outdoors.